What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another sick woman file. Before I get into this article, gentlemen, from the bottom of my cold black heart, I want to say thank you for the wishing well of my health during this recent illness that I was hit with. Like I said, don't know what it was, but hey, a little bit of vitamin C, some Thermoflu, let nature run its course, I'm back in the saddle. Gentlemen, it's been some time since I've done a sick woman file, as you guys know. However, with all of the recent events that females have done, you guys know that also would be a well that would never run dry. But let me get into this article that was sent to me by Jay White, and it was updated on the 6th of May. Boy, 10 years old, is doused in boiling water by a teenage girl during a school parent-teacher night after he tried to make friends with her by telling her a joke. Seriously? Seriously. Now, this is coming out of Australia, one of the most cucked places on this planet. Another one of these Western countries that has been all but cucked. Yeah, bunch of ballless men running around. But I digress. A primary school student has been left with severe burns to his back after a horrific act of bullying from a teenage girl at a school parent-teacher evening. Noah Lyle, 10, was telling a joke to the girl at Blacktown Youth College in Western Sydney when the 16-year-old poured a cup of boiling water down his back. Could not have been my child. Could not have been my child. Personally, I would have been going to jail once I found out. Noah was immediately given a cold shower by teachers until paramedics arrived, but the boy has been left with huge burns to his lower back, which are expected to take 2 months to heal. His mother, Teresa Hennings, said although the incident was caught on CCTV, no charges will be laid, and the girl has been told to stay home from school. There you go, gentlemen. There you go. See, this is why, personally, I do not feel bad when something bad happens to the modern woman. I don't. Even though the incident was caught on camera, she's still going to get away with it. Once again, if it were my child, yeah, matters would be taken into my own hands. Quote unquote, we were just up at the girls' high school for the parent-teacher interviews, she told 7 News. Next minute, we heard Noah screaming. Noah's sister, Meredith, was the first to his aid, saying, quote unquote, she lifted his shirt and realized that the skin was burning. Oh, so he has a sister. Obviously, she would be older than him. Why didn't his sister start taking care of business? Once again, gentlemen, just goes to show you that the overwhelming majority of your female relatives, they don't care about you. They don't. Now, when I was young and I had a situation with a girl in my school, yeah, my older sister, she took care of business. But then again, at that point, I was still under that blue pill mindset of never touch a woman under any circumstance. However, that particular incident shook me out of it. And that's what my own mother realized. And she told me, if a girl puts hands on you, you fight back. Period. No girl should be allowed to put hands on you, to touch you, to hit you, and you can't do anything about it? Oh, no, 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 no. So, yeah, my own mother realized the error of her ways by first, when I was really young, telling me I should never hit girls under any circumstance until I had my moment where I was being bullied by a girl. And yeah, even though my sister took care of business, my mother told me, yeah, never let a girl hit you. If she hits you, hit her back. Period. Miss Hennings, that's no surprise. There's no father in the picture. She claims to have confronted the teenage girl before contacting police to make a complaint. Once again, why was his sister not beating the crap out of her? Or, in my humble opinion, she should have took some hot water and threw it in the girl's face. I said, quote unquote, were you the one to hurt my child? She's like, no. Just said nothing, Miss Hennings said. And once again, there you go. Even if a woman is caught red-handed doing something, she's going to deny it. Nope. So yeah, this little girl, scratch that, this teenager has already been thoroughly trained in the ways of female nature. Deny, deny, deny. Yet, still attack an innocent boy who was only trying to make friends with her. What more can be said, gentlemen? Once again, I put out my video called More and More Men Are No Longer Going to Restrain Themselves. How do you think this boy is going to be in the future? Oh, wait a minute. Got to look at the environment that he's in. Australia. Yeah, I guarantee you, even after all of this that happened to him, his mother is still going to do her best to train him into a nice little cuck. That's when police, that's when I called the police because this was wrong. The mother said she was told by officers the situation could be taken no further due to the children's criminal act. Ah, yes. There we go. We can't do anything to her because she's a juvenile. Even though what she did was wrong, we can't do anything about it. See, that's right there is when matters should have been taken into their own hands. The Children's Criminal Act states that a child should not face criminal proceedings unless under specific circumstances. One of these circumstances includes, quote unquote, the violent nature of the offense. So maiming a 10-year-old boy is not considered violent. However, we know if this was a teenage boy that maimed a 10-year-old girl, they would be calling for his head on a pike. Police looked into the incident and interviewed the teenager, who said she was sorry for her actions. No, she wasn't. She was not sorry for her actions at all. Quote unquote, he said, this is what I get for trying to make friends, Miss Hennings said. Yeah, yeah. So, what could have been going through this girl's mind for her to maim a 10-year-old boy? Oh, that's right. I'm a little girl. I'm a teenager. I'm not going to face any repercussions for my actions. Yeah. Yeah. More and more young boys are going to grow up into young men who say, fuck these modern women. We've had cases of girls over here, so far, so young as grade school, trying to set little boys up. Once again, this is the ultimate feminist training that so many young girls have been indoctrinated into. Blatant fucking misandry. But yet, somehow, this boy is part of the patriarchy. Get the absolute hell out of here. What more can be said, gentlemen? But hey, like I said, the scales of nature will balance themselves, because believe you me, a lot more of these young girls, they're really setting themselves up for failure. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. If your child was in a situation like this, what would you do? Personally, I'd be prepared to go to jail that day. Just saying. If the police wouldn't do anything to her, guess what? That's when the family should start doing something to her. He's got an older sister. His mother, hey, but once again, there is no father. That right there, in my humble opinion, is the key. No father. That the mother could have said, hey, this is what happened to our son. You take him for a while. I might be in jail because I'm going to go handle business with that teenage girl. But it is what it is. And for all you women out there who think that you can continue to get away with, you know, outright and blatant misandry, trust and believe. Once again, ladies, understand the power you think you have by practicing blatant misandry, that is going to go out. Believe you me, feminism and the idea that men are not going to do anything, that is truly going out right along with it. Because let me go off to the left just a little bit. Something that I heard from the Average Man Unplugged, Rome, about some new Speak Out Act. I'm going to research that. And if that's what I think it is, men are going to flee outright. Yeah, I'm going to research that. Because apparently, looks like no more NDAs will be allowed. And trust and believe, that right there is going to ultimately accelerate more men getting their passports and getting the hell out of this country, or just outright saying, fuck modern Western women, period. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just